Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, during the week, we had Mr. Cormac Battle looking back on Ireland's history with contraception. It was very timely because last week it was announced that the Health Minister has received government approval to bring a committee stage amendment to provide a free contraception scheme for women aged 17 to 25. Now, Rebecca Connolly is content editor of Gender, Sexuality and Relationships at Ireland's youth information website, spunout.ie. And she joins me now to have a chat. Rebecca, how's it going?
It's good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So how important is this scheme?
Yeah, it's incredibly important. I mean, it takes a huge burden off young people financially to be able to access contraception, and just gives, you know, young women and people who can get pregnant a lot more choice around the sort of contraception that they can use.
Has this scheme, has it been in the pipeline for a while, or when did it first all come about?
Yeah, so there was a working group in 2019 that recommended that this scheme should come about. And then last year in the budget in August, the government announced that it was going to be launched next year.
OK, so in Irish terms, that's happened quite quickly.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. If you think, as you said, the show that you had on earlier in the week, that condoms have only been freely legally available in Ireland in the past 20 years, for this to come around in such a short amount of time is quite incredible.
Yeah, it's a good day. Okay, so what is actually available on the scheme? Is it just the pill?
No, it's not just the pill. And so it's basically all contraceptives that are available in Ireland. So that can include the coil, which is inserted and can last for up to 3 to 10 years. And the implant, which is also inserted into the arm, and that lasts around 3 years. And then there's other contraceptions, such as the injection, which people can get every 12 weeks. So there is a very wide variety that people can choose from. And really, it will be down to a kind of consultation that they'll have with the doctor as to which one is recommended to them.
Okay. And what about condoms?
Condoms are currently free through certain HSE organisations, and I'm not sure exactly how that will work going forward, if it will be more widely available. But I know currently that there are certain HSE organisations already giving out free condoms, and student unions also do that.
Okay. You mentioned there you have to go to the doctor, because at the moment you go to the doctor first to get the pill. So is that still going to be the case, and will you still incur that cost?
So under the scheme, you're entitled to 2 free GP consultations a year. That will also be included, which is incredible. So that would be either going to your own GP or through like a family planning centre or a well woman centre.
Okay, so how much will this save a person, like on average, over a year? Have you done the maths? Do you know?
I mean, not off the top of my head do I know the full sum, but if you think that a consultation is normally 60 quid and then that you would have a follow-up, especially with the pill, you would probably go again in 3 months' time, and they normally give that to you maybe for 50 quid. And so you're talking at least like 100, 120 just for your consultation throughout the year. And then for the pill can normally range between about 8 and 15 euro a month. So the savings, they will really be incredible to young people.
Okay. Now, I know we're saying, patting ourselves on the back and saying this is pretty good and progressive, but do schemes like this, do they exist in other countries? And how do they compare if they do?
Yeah, I mean, free contraception has been available in the UK since the 70s.
Okay.
So when you put it in that kind of context, yeah, we are a bit behind, but I guess what's important to just focus on now is that it is here, and that the huge difference that it will make to young people's lives.
Are there plans to extend this to over 25s? Like, it'd be great if they made it, you know, up to 32.
Yeah, I mean, at Spunout, we would love to see them make it available to anyone and everyone who needs it, but I'm unsure if they have plans to extend it at the moment.
Okay. Well, listen, if people want to get in touch and they want more information and they want to find out more, where can they go?
Yeah, so we have loads of information available at spunout.ie in our contraception section. And there you can find information on all the different types and the different benefits that they have and kind of figure out which one might suit you best.
A lot of texts coming in on this, Rebecca. Somebody saying, love this scheme. Great that women are getting the support as we do take on the financial burden with regards to contraception. So this is a great day. Rebecca, thank you so much for coming on the show and doing that for us. And hopefully I'll chat to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Bye, love.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.